This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
To the whole show, powered by Chevron, live today from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Well, live every day from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Get at us this morning. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I got a lot to unpack here. A lot of interesting stuff on the docket. We're going to start breaking into some Wyoming Cowboys stuff, too, today. Haven't talked a ton about the Cowboys. You know, Jay Sovell took over as the head coach last year, and we're going to see what Cody Tucker has to say about Wyoming and this interesting season that is I am like, Michael, aren't you pumped? I know you're a Washington fan, and they're in the, what are they, in the Big 12? They're in the Big 12 now?
Big 10.
Big 10, that's whatever. But you got to admit, this extra juice surrounding the Mountain West and the Pac-12 with the lawsuit and suing each other and all that, you have to admit, that's going to make the games a lot more interesting upcoming this season, more interesting than it's ever been.
Oh, absolutely. And hopefully that's good for recruiting.
Well, and that's... yes, if like these Pac-12 schools, I think it's important for the Pac-12 to win. It's really important for these, for the future Pac-12 teams to win against the current and staying Mountain West teams, because if you lose, oh boy. So I am really pumped to see that. In fact, our Lorado whiskey poll question of the day had me thinking, who's right in this? So go vote. It's on my X account, at Whole Show. Very easy to find me. Who's right in the Pac-12 Mountain West dispute? The Mountain West or the Pac-12? I got 59% saying the Pac-12. I got a lot of CSU listeners. I get that. I think I probably have more CSU listeners than I do Wyoming and Air Force listeners. I think we're moving the needle with Wyoming, but Air Force probably not. Although I like Air Force, we just don't push on Air Force as much as we possibly do. Don't consider Colorado Springs Northern Colorado. So we're gonna get to that a little bit. Get it from Cody's perspective. The border war, too. The future of the border war. Any news on that? Because it sounded like months ago that both athletic directors for Wyoming and CSU were positive that something would happen, but we're going to go on a 2-year freeze on the border war. Is there hope that we can get that thing going again? So we'll talk to Cody a little bit later on, get to the top stories. Michael, let's do this to start, because I do want to talk about the Broncos today, start the show. And yesterday we were talking about the defense and how great it's going to be. I have an alarming stat, and it's going to go with who's a couple of guys on the team roster / coaching staff that are on the hot seat. So we'll get to that. But first, the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. Oh, the good, Chase Dolander gets called back up, and he pitched really well. And yet, the Rockies lose again. Made a little comeback there. Got the lead at one point. I did not watch the game last night. Full disclosure. I did not. I was getting ready to put the game on, and then I needed to go fixing sprinklers left and right because we're putting a fence in, and the fence guy's great, but he keeps busting up the line. So I had to go run to the store. By the time I got to the store, the game was already over. But saw a stat line. 3-2, and Chase Dolander was really good. This is why I think we were shocked to see him sent back down so quickly. But another loss Another day of growth with my hair and the beard, and it's getting out of control. Rocks lose 3-2 last night. The bad for me is just that. 30-88. I stopped looking at the record because I'm just focused on one number, and that's 5 to get to 35. They are 30-88, Michael. It is like I said yesterday, bro. You can't try to sell anybody that's running the ship right now to come back. Ownership ain't going anywhere in that family. But you can't bring anybody back. Schmidt, Warren Schaefer, you got to completely rinse this thing. Don't rinse, wash, and repeat, though. The ugly for me. I'm on, when I go through my stories and things I want to talk about, I go through, the Denver Post, the Coloradoan, ESPN, CBS Sports, those kind of things. I'm on ESPN this morning, and they got their top headlines. It's like 5-7 stories, so like Packers, you got another Bills story, a UFC story, and I'll get to that. And then at the bottom, but still a top headline, Taylor Swift teases new album on Kelce podcast. That's not sports. She's on a sports guys podcast, but she's promoting a pop album, and ESPN decides to put that in their top story. And you guys know I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan. I don't hate Taylor Swift. I don't like that kind of music. I get annoyed with the, and this isn't just Taylor Swift, but any celebrity that goes to games, I don't need to see them 465 times. If you want to show them once, hey, look who's here in attendance, great, fine. But I don't need to see it. It's annoying. But then you have this as a top 7 story for the top headlines on ESPN, which by all rights is the mothership, is still the number one source nationally for sports talk and sports coverage, I should say. They've fallen quite a bit, but it's still kind of the go-to. But Taylor Swift is a top 7 story on ESPN. Michael, are you excited about Taylor Swift's new album? And I realize by me talking about this, I'm opening up the show with a Taylor Swift story, but I'm griping about the fact that it was a story. It's fascinating to me how she has become immersed in the NFL.
Does the S in ESPN still stand for sports?
I don't know, man. ESPN's gotten weird over the years. Because when I was in high school, and then well before that, I just remember getting up in the morning or right before bed at night. It's highlights, nonstop highlights. And it's of the sports that nationally more people care about. But they're so concerned about evening it out, they got to have, if they're going to show an NBA highlight, the very next highlight better be a WNBA highlight. Or they do these whatever you want to call it, close-up stories of athletes. And that's fine, but it's just like MTV. MTV used to be where you would go to watch music videos. In the 80s when it started, that's all it was. Just 24/7 music videos. Loved it. Then they started to add reality TV shows and contest shows, weird stuff. I don't even know. Is MTV even a thing anymore? Is there still an MTV?
I think they're basically like their version of Tosh.0, like 24/7.
So it's just funny stuff and
Which is like, here's a guy falling off his chair that I saw on the internet. Let's make fun of it.
Do artists still make music videos? They do, right?
They do, but like I think it's just released on the internet.
It's just like on YouTube
or
something.
Midnight or something.
Yeah, like I don't see it. And so MTV changed completely, even though it still means music television. Big Hub texting in, got to keep T-Swift relevant. I realize by me bringing this up, I'm adding to the strangeness. Like, it would be weird if, and I get it's on the Kelce's podcast, and they're sports guys. One is a current NFL player, one is a former NFL player. And it's a good podcast. I think they do a good job. But if they interview someone that's not sports related and the topic is not sports related, I don't think it should be put on a sports outlet.
Just my
2 cents.
If you have like a political podcast and they have a sports guy on, Is the political world going to comment about that? No.
No.
They're just going to ignore that one.
No, like if Fox News interviews Sean Payton and Sean Payton says, you know, hey, I think we're going to win the Super Bowl this year. And if I go to Fox News and one of their headlines is Sean Payton confident the Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl, that would be strange to me if I'm going to Fox News to peruse the political stories. But they get it. It gets clicks. It gets idiots like me talking about it. And then the NFL gets it. They put the camera on her. And I realize whenever you get the leave Taylor alone crew.
Yes, not, please, leave her alone.
It's not her fault that they film her all the time. That's not her fault. She's just really famous for some reason. People like songs about breakups when you were 14. And that's strange to me. Like 30-plus-year-old women love songs singing about break it up when you were in junior high or high school. I'm guessing that's what the song's about. I don't know. Not sure. But let's get to sports. Michael, do you look at anybody? I know you're the big Broncos. Like, I don't like Vay was when he was here. He would say, "Oh, if you have Broncos questions, go to Micah." And I'm sorry, Mike, but I say no to that because you're not going to come at it from a logical view. You're not going to be critical at all of Denver.
I was critical yesterday.
What were you critical about? Who to sign?
No, I said Bo Nix was inaccurate.
Oh. I'm going to tweet that out. Michael Kirkpatrick, I think that's your name, says Bo Nix is not a very accurate quarterback.
He wasn't accurate in the first game.
I'm just going to
be better in this next game.
I'm just going to start quoting you on X because you're not active on X. So people will be like, who is Micah Kilpatrick? And I'm just going to start quoting you. And I'm not going to explain anything. I'm not going to explain that you're my producer or anything like that. I'm just going to say, quote, Bo Nix is inaccurate. End quote. Micah Kilpatrick.
I need to change my avatar then. I have to figure out what my password is and then change my avatar to like something where I look like I'm trying to be cool, but I'm totally not.
Well, don't say I'm going to change my avatar. Just say I'm going to change my profile picture.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, just say that. That's what normal people say. Nerdy people that watch Star Wars Intergalactic track say things like, I have to change my avatar. Because my avatar looks funny, and I need it to look more like a magician from space. That's what you sound like to me sometimes. Most
magician
of the time.
From space?
Yes. Isn't that Star Trek?
That's the next Marvel movie.
Probably. Don't they have a magician?
They do.
Yeah.
But he's from Earth, from New York.
Yeah. Don't get me started on that. Maybe later today we can talk about Marvel, because that used to be really cool. You and I used to talk about Marvel all the time.
We did, but
and
like,
now
it's not good
awful.
Anymore.
I quit when the Moon Knight guy, like Moon Knight, and then there were hippopotamus talking to him. And
yeah, that episode got weird.
I quit. I was like, I can't do this anymore. And then they made like Wonder Girl or Marvel Girl or something. And they did who's Captain America's sidekick, Steel Arm and Atlanta Hawk or something. They made it. Like
the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier were two of the least superheroes I was interested in, but we're going to make an entire television series about them? That's dumb. I watched Loki, and Loki was good, but the rest of it? And now the movies are coming out, and we got She-Hulk and Moon Knight, Moon Landing, and Shark Girl and Lava Man. I mean, I can't keep track of it.
And I don't know if Shark Girl and Lava Man is a Marvel property.
What sucks is like if a new Spider-Man's coming out, I want to watch that because I like Spider-Man. But I also think this is how they get you. You have to watch all 477 movies and series so you can follow along the overarching timeline. And that's a tough part for me because I'm one of those dudes. Like I won't watch something if I haven't watched from start to finish. So,
well, I have to be honest. I haven't seen the last two Marvel movies.
What were the last
two? The one I saw before that was not good. Captain America: Brave New World. That was not good.
Was that with the main Captain America?
No, that was with Captain America. Falcon became Captain America, and
oh yeah,
yeah, it was dumb.
Well, again, Captain Falk or Hawk or whatever. He's not one of the cool superheroes. And yet we're going to give him a TV series and then we're going to give him a movie. He wasn't injected with the slime or whatever that Captain America was. He's not tough.
Yeah, but the guys from Wakanda gave him, like, some really cool wings.
Yeah, but anybody could wear those. So that doesn't, like, I know, yeah. Big Hub says, whoa, get off your soapbox on Marvel. It's going to get better. Go watch Fantastic Four. I was never interested in Fantastic Four, even when it, like, when even when Jessica Alba was one of the people in it. I was never interested in that particular group of superheroes.
Yeah, I didn't like Fantastic Four either.
Didn't they just do a movie of that? Like 5 years ago?
10 years ago.
And then but we're going to redo it. That's the thing. It's like
with Michael B. Jordan, by the way.
He was one of the Fantastic Four?
Yeah, he was.
And then this is the guy from Game of Thrones and Mandalorian and the dude from Stranger Things, and then I don't know who the rock guy is, and I don't know who the girl is.
Well, Michael B. Jordan was the bad guy in Black Panther. He was also in Sinners.
Sinners is amazing. Don't get me started on Sinners. I've watched that movie 7 times. Like, it is that good of a movie.
I watched it one time. I was impressed with the music scene. Oh, you're rolling your eyes. You're like,
well, yeah, because you always do that. We'll be having a great conversation about the story and the characters, and then suddenly you just come out of nowhere. The score was really good. No. Yeah, just say the music was good. Can you just talk? Just talk like a normal person. Just say, I really liked the music.
I mean, I thought Ludwig Göransson did a great job.
No, I don't need to know the musician or the name of the score person. I just need you to talk like a normal person and say, yeah, the music was great.
He also worked on Black Panther.
You can't do it. You have no ability to talk like a normal person. Be a normal boy.
We have something from ESPN breaking news. Brady is not a fan of Marvel. That is the 7th headline that's now right above.
Right. When Iron Man and Captain America, Black Panther was great.
I love that. That's one of my favorite movies.
I haven't seen the sequel to it, but that was one of the top ones. There was like a time where every one of those movies, it was must see. Even though the Thor movies kind of sucked.
The third one was good.
Then they just got too damn goofy. Like, everything is slapstick, and I know you love that because that's all your boy Deadpool's about. Anyway, that's enough nerdy stuff. Who do you look at with the Broncos and feel like, okay, it is put up or shut up? You're in the pressure cooker. Because all the talk on this show, and I think a lot of people that are covering, that are actually out there covering training camp, it's been pretty positive. And I know everyone's like freaking out about the first team offense. Don't stop. But I've been pretty positive, pretty up on everything. I do have something that's alarming to me, though, Mike. Defense for the Broncos was pretty good last year, right? Maybe one of the top in the NFL. Well, in December, and with the playoff game against the Buffalo Bills, the Broncos were actually one of the worst defenses. And I know we don't like to talk about that. That's a tough thing for people to go to. But in the month of December, they ranked last in total defense as points and yards were just atrocious. Now, that might lead you to, that's why they went and drafted Jahdae Barron in the first round. Because what they saw was a defense that was really good until December 2nd, Monday Night Football, against the Jameis Winston-led Cleveland Browns, where they gave up 32 points. And then they got right against the Colts, but it's the Colts. They gave up 34 against the Los Angeles Chargers on Thursday, December 19th. They gave up 30 to a very good offense in the Cincinnati Bengals in overtime. And then they played the Chiefs and they won 38-0, but that was the Chiefs junior varsity. But in 5 years, we won't remember that. We're just going to go back and say Broncos absolutely smoked the Patrick Mahomes-led Kansas City Chiefs.
That's what I'm telling myself now. Yeah. He was leading them from the sideline, so it counts as their starter.
Well, it's a loss. It snapped the losing streak. So, and they almost snapped it earlier in the season. But the guy that is on the hot seat in my mind is Vance Joseph. Sean Payton and Vance had a a little bit of a disagreement. There was tension last year, and Peyton has publicly went out and criticized Vance Joseph's defense at times, talking about the red zone performance and then penalties. I remember those conversations. I was wondering if Vance was going to come back. Let me do a little side note here. What Vance Joseph has done is pretty phenomenal. For him to swallow his pride, come back to the city that ran him out, he was fired, and people were done with Vance Joseph. You remember the whole Time of His Life guy, the ESPN reporter. He was made kind of as a joke. And then Sean Payton calls, wants him as his defensive coordinator. Vance comes back, and we all know what happened that first year. Last year, again, was amazing for the most part, save for that month of December. But we know what happened in Miami, September 24th.
I thought they were going to fire him.
I did too. They started the season 0-3 under Sean Payton's leadership, and they lost 70-20 to the Miami Dolphins.
And you could tell the reason why I thought they were going to fire him. So many of those players looked like they didn't want to be there.
It was bad, dude. It was awful.
Lazy tackling. They just didn't take good angles. They just were sluggish. I've seen teams play in Miami mornings. That was just bad.
They got better as the season went on. Sean stayed the course. We all know how that season ended. It was strange, and Russell Wilson didn't end up starting the last few games. And then last year, very good, save for the month of December. And then against the Bills in the playoffs on January 12th, they gave up 31 points. So who's on the hot seat in my mind? It's Vance Joseph. If those two are already kind of maybe at odds, and then you don't deliver, because everyone that's covering this team, whether you're listening to this show, you're reading it, you're reading about it, you're listening somewhere else. Everyone you talk to is high on the defense, even if they're skeptical about Sean Payton's Super Bowl praise, about Bo Nix's performance, the offensive line performance on Saturday night. The one constant has been, but this defense is really good. And I'm cautioning myself, as well as Broncos country today, they did have weaknesses. And they gave up a lot of points and a lot of yards to end the season.
And they've addressed those weaknesses, thankfully.
Yes. I think they have. I mean, they got better at safety.
No injuries.
They added another corner, and they added another linebacker, Andre Greenlaw. And again, assuming Hufanga and Dre Greenlaw stay healthy, then you addressed your major issues, because the concern about the Broncos was kind of the middle linebacker spot. And Singleton goes down. They had some issues there. But if this defense isn't consistently keeping teams around that 20-point mark or under, then the fall guy is going to be Vance Joseph. Because you got to remember, Sean Payton and George Payton, I get it, George is the GM, but George isn't drafting a guy that Sean Payton is not giving him the green light on. So this team that has been assembled, not just offensively, but defensively, is Sean Payton. So if the defense is bad, which they won't be bad, but if they're not great, and this team is more like a 8-9 win team, then it will be Vance Joseph to take the fall. And you'll be looking for a new defensive coordinator. Now, you might anyway, though. Because if this defense is really good as everyone believes they'll be, then Vance is probably getting opportunities, at least interviews, to be a head coach again. And I do think it's possible that he could become a head coach again. Because if you're doing your research and you want to interview him, you will admit that he was given a pretty raw deal in Denver. John Elway's draft was very inconsistent, didn't make sense. He did the same stuff with Vic Fangio. That's why having Sean Payton kind of be the leader in player personnel is huge, because he's not going to draft guys that don't make sense to his system. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Who's right in the argument, in the legal battle? Who do you side with? And maybe not who do you side with, but who do you believe is actually going to get justice in this? The Mountain West or the Pac-12? That's the Loretto Whiskey Pool question of the day. Now you got Pac-12 schools, including CSU, filing another complaint or suing another lawsuit here against the Mountain West for withholding money and adding Grand Canyon a year before they said they were going to and then didn't take a vote on that. Who do you side with? Who's right? I want to see. We'll go through the vote throughout the day today. Also, something I'm thinking about doing, and I want Hooligans to participate on this. We used to do a Top Text Tuesday. Top text. Best text of the day wins a prize. And we don't have any prizes today. I got the Swingline stapler, of course. But every time we give it away, nobody comes and picks it up. So I just keep re-giving it away. So I want top text of the day. It could be funny. It could be artistic. We used to have dudes write poems, which is interesting. Could just be a hell of a take. And you will be crowned top texter of the day. So load up the text. Make sure that number is in your phone. Just save it as the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 31 minutes after the hour. Quick break coming up. When we come back, Sean Payton culture changes. How that has, I mean, we've seen it take off pretty fast, but he had a lot of things to work through. Just how good is it compared to where it was? The whole show, powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Defense be in 2025?
So good! So good!
Let's find out together at NoCo's home for Broncos games and talk. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
I think that's on the list. I like that song. It's just not on the list.
It's on the list now.
You're not following the rule. Well, you're putting songs on the list without getting my approval. It was a good song, though. You can leave it. Leave it. Leave it go. Let it go. Let it go for a little bit. Wow. I have no control of this show anymore. I've heard it a lot, though. So what? You know who told you you could just start adding songs to the list? I mean,
it is my playlist.
I thought it was the whole show playlist.
It's a whole show playlist, but I created it.
Yeah, but I deleted every song on there and then added more songs.
And then I added some more songs. I played some songs yesterday.
I know.
That I added.
I know.
And you liked them.
Eastside Chris, did you have a sit down heart to heart with Micah? His musical scores sound better today. Oh dear, his dribble is contagious. Musical scores. That might be the text of the day so far. Top text of the day.
No, it's not.
Might be. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Top text of the day. We're going to get with a sponsor, and we're going to start giving stuff away. How about that? We'll start giving cool things away every Tuesday. But I want to see who's winning day one. We're reviving Top Text Tuesday. Just Micah and I didn't even talk about it. I didn't even get his approval on this, but we're reviving it. First Advantage text line, again, 888-530-0043. Sean Payton, man. This was a guy that I was skeptical about, and I was skeptical about Sean Payton because you had to trade a first-round pick to get him. I didn't love that he kind of when he left the Saints, they were in a cap spot. They were in a really tough spot, kind of like what we talked about yesterday. If you bank on guys and you pay guys and then suddenly they don't work out, that's when you end up in cap hell. Because you can't afford to get a better roster, and then the dudes that you are paying aren't necessarily living up to the contracts. Some of that was going on with the Saints, and then he leaves and wants to come back, but not with the Saints, obviously. So I didn't love that. We got Lonster on. Why didn't you say anything? You didn't tell me.
I told you during the break.
You just did the L sign. I thought you were calling me a loser. That's what I thought. Lonster, what's on your mind, my friend?
How's it going, Brady?
I don't know. I've lost control. Michael's my, I guess, producer. And it's just, I don't know, man. It's a different world.
Yeah. Anytime he gets on, it's an out-of-control producer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's difficult to control. What's on your mind, my friend? Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Let me jump on your poll question here if I can.
Yeah, sure.
You know, right now, I'm kind of blaming both sides on this one. But if I had to pick one, I think I'm going to have to go with the Pacific 8 on this one, Pac 8 on this one.
Yeah, whatever they are. I guess they are 8. Is it just 8 now? Because I know they used to be the Pac 8.
12.
Well, they're still the Pac 12, but they don't have 12 teams, which is just silly. I tend to agree. I got to get more specifics on this. And I want to get more of the contract language into it, but honestly, it's gotten to the point where it's just getting old, and I want it to be resolved.
It is, yeah, and I'm afraid that this thing is going to be a mess from the word go.
It is, and even though I'm saying it's getting old, it does add extra juice for the games this year. Like, you're telling me CSU taking on anybody that's remaining in the Mount West, like that game just got a little more interesting.
Yeah, true, but no. No, what can't is both sides just sit down and just hammer this mess out and let's just get it going.
Yeah, I mean this is this one's wild. This is worse than when the Pac-12 split up.
It is
crazy.
It's worse than having two kids fight each other every time you meet them in the neighborhood.
Well, this is my problem. One of my many problems with the NCAA. Why are these two conferences allowed to squabble and sue each other? Can you imagine if the AFC West is filing a lawsuit against the NFC South? Could you imagine like two divisions in the NFL going at each other, or the American League and the National League going at certain divisions? They're going at each other. There's no
or Major League Baseball,
right?
American and National League having it out with each other.
Yeah, this is silly to me that they're first off able to go and make their own little deals, and then they don't like their little deals, so now they're suing each other for it. It seems like there should be a commissioner that could come in and say, no, that's not happening.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I blame this whole mess when Oklahoma and Texas decide to go to a different conference and then everything just broke loose.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely crazy. Lonster, what's for lunch today?
You know what? What am I gonna? I'm gonna have some chicken tenders, maybe some Nashville chicken tenders, some crackers, and some cherry tomatoes.
You and the cherry, dude. Keep going on those cherry tomatoes because you're gonna be the season's gonna end soon.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? I still get them in the wintertime.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know if there is a season. Maybe you can get them any time, any month.
Oh, yeah, I'd get them at the store, no problem.
Nah, I don't go to the store, Lonster. We do the order thing now. Appreciate you, my friend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, yeah, you have a good day, and try to keep the mic under control.
Yeah, good luck to me on that.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know, like, when the season for certain fruits and stuff. I know the guys were talking about the Palisade peaches and stuff. Like, that season is over. Why does tomato season go year round?
I think that's a question for Pope Farms.
That's maybe Tanner. Can you, if he's listening, because I know he works with Pope Farms, maybe we could talk to them about that. Because why can I go to the store and get a tomato any time of year, but I can't go get a Palisade peach? Seriously,
because those tomatoes are imported.
And they but they can't import peaches.
Well, not Palisade,
right? Peaches. But any peaches? Can you still go get a peach at the store in December?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
I mean, it depends on how good it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I mean. Like, it's just not as good when you get into the winter months. I don't know. I don't know about preserves. I'm not sure. 43 minutes out of the after the hour. Michael, when we come back, we're going to talk about the greatest player in Colorado sports history. Stay tuned. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA. Kick it!
Well, I want to get to the greatest player in Colorado and continues to do amazing things like as we speak, and we'll talk about that. But I wanted to finish up with the Sean Payton thing. I realized I didn't conclude that, but talking to Zach Stevens yesterday and just, you know, pulling away some of the quotes from what Zach kind of picked up from Payton. I mean, he's a perfectionist. You remember his first year with Denver. I think they just won a game. I don't remember which game it was, but he's like using the media as therapist on his couch, or he's like on the couch and there is therapist. And he's like, I just went to a restaurant and I'm just driving around and I'm like, why can't I be happy we won? Because he's a perfectionist. And this whole, like, I wrote down 14 things. It's not necessarily on the field stuff, but from travel and hotel situation, everything. He has changed the culture and he did it from day one. Nathaniel Hackett, when he found out the Broncos were getting Russell Wilson, he's like, we're getting freaking Russell Wilson. He's like a fanboy. Russ wanted his own coach, kind of. He wanted his own office. And Nathaniel's like, whatever you want. And that was bad. Not a lot of coaches do that. But Payton came right in, didn't sugarcoat it, didn't try to keep that quiet for the media's sake or for Russell Wilson's sake. Flat out said, yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that kind of stuff. And from then on, Sean Payton took over. And there is an approach. It feels like for the first time in years, you know, John Elway used to say break and huddle, or at the, you know, break in the pregame huddle. Let's go out there and play Broncos football. Remember that? We haven't had what is Broncos football? Sean Payton is bringing his own flavor to that now. And it's perfection in other areas that will hopefully lead to close to perfection on the field. I was way off. Yeah, trade the first round pick for him. Yeah, don't worry about his past with Bounty Gate. Don't worry about it, the fact that he just left New Orleans when they were in cap hell right when he walked out of there. He could do that again. He could retire, you know, once Bo Nix's contract comes up. But this guy is close to being a Hall of Fame coach. He's not there, but he's taking that seriously. And that's why when you hear him, he is not satisfied. He's not going to say the first string offense looked good. He's going to say average to below average. He's going to say there are 14 other things that we need to work on. And that is why you're seeing the shift in Broncos country. And it's an exciting time because we were in a... Poor Michael. He was like so stressed out for the last 10 years because they were just bad. They were just a bad team, firing coaches, different quarterback every year. They entered that world. Bring in Sean Payton, and when they say the adult in the room, and I know we abuse that term with him, but he stabilized this organization. And it started with on day one with how he handled the Russell Wilson thing. 11:51 the time. We're going to wrap up hour number one. It's brand new. We're starting it up, well, not brand new, but kind of a renewed thing. Top Text Tuesday. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Best text of the day wins. You could go humor. You could go thought-provoking. You could do a lot of things. And just bring the noise. That's all I ask. Bring the noise. It's the whole show. And we always do. We'll be right back.
What's happening in your community? Greeley, Loveland, and Fort Collins. Good morning, NoCo is on it. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Time to play the game.
I'm getting ready. We got football in the air. Football on the air. Training camp coverage. rocking and rolling. Last night, Coach Bruce Dick was out at Dayspring Christian. Tonight, he's going to be at Eaton. We got that going. And guess what else? The return of the Rocky Mountain College Kickoff Show. Some exciting news on that, but we're getting the band back together. Myself, it doesn't work without me, Tanner Schwint, the dude down the hall, and Mike doesn't know where Wyoming is, Danson, will be joining us on that show. It's going to be so much fun. We talk Wyoming. We talk Colorado State. We talk Colorado. We talk Air Force. And we talk the University of Northern Colorado. That's going to be starting up. And we're going to be doing it live on Fridays. Re-air on Saturdays. So we're pumped about that. All right. Coming up next, Cody Tucker. Let's talk Cowboys football. Coming up, top stories of the day. Shohei Ohtani? Uh-oh. We'll get to it next. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.